Grasser.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Grasser.
Don't talk too long or you'll change your name.
Mr. Grasser, please state your name for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Eddie Grasser. I'm from Palmer, and I welcome this opportunity to answer questions that the board may have. Would you like a brief statement?
If you'd like.
Okay. I'm a lifelong resident of Alaska. I was born and raised in Palmer, Alaska. My family has been involved in professional guiding business, and I started off in that as a young boy. I've hunted and fished throughout the entire state, from southeast to Arctic to southwestern Alaska. I was involved in polar bear hunting back when that was still legal to do. So I guess basically I have a wide range of experiences in Alaska outdoors. I also worked for Representative Ron Larson for 7 years in the legislature. And I've been a president of several sportsmen's organizations, including I'm past president of the Alaska Outdoor Council, which is one of the largest outdoor conservation groups in the state. And I feel because of my past experience as a guide, I'm retired from that profession now. And my hunting experience throughout the state and my political experience in other facets of public life, I feel I bring a valuable asset to the board in the process of managing our wildlife resources and determining allocation issues. I think that's all I'd like to say right now. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Representative Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Grasser, welcome. Could you give me just a quick view of what you see the fundamental role of the Board of Game is? What's its basic purpose in life?
As I see it, the fundamental role of the Board of Game is to work with the Department of Fish and Game and the public to ensure healthy animal populations at a sustained yield level, and that those populations are allocated in a fair way for use by the public for both hunting and viewing.
Any other questions? Not Representative Hudson.
No, I just want to say that I've observed Mr. Grasser's involvement and activity over the years here, and I've always found it to be very professional, and I think a credit to the board.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Grasser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
For the record, we also have in the audience Representative Foster. Would you like to make any comments, Mr. Foster?
No, I just wanted to sit in and listen. I appreciate the input. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go to Richard Burley, Fairbanks LIO, who is a current chairman of the game board. Mr. Burley. Questions or comments from the committee members? Representative Davies.
Thank you. Richard, John Davies down here. Could you give me this a response to the same question I gave to Eddie? What do you see as the fundamental role of the Board of Game, and could you say a little bit about how you think the priority should be in allocation of resources?
Mr. Burley, are you there? Did you hear the question?
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes. Did you hear the question?
Yes. Representative Davies asked me to respond to the same question that he asked Mr. Grasser.
Please answer the question.
Yes, sir. I would respond exactly like Mr. Grasser did, that the Board of Game is responsible for managing the wildlife resources of the state of Alaska on a sustained yield basis, taking into consideration the needs of all user groups, both subsistence and non-consumptive uses.
Thank you. There's no other comments. We'll go on to Ernest Pauly. He was confirmed last session, and we interviewed him at that time, and is now reappointed, and he's here in Juneau. Mr. Pauly.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. I have had the pleasure of serving 1 year on the board. I was filling a vacancy and recently came up for reappointment. My background, I suspect, is in the paperwork someplace. I first saw daylight in Skagway many, many years ago, and have been active in sports hunting and fishing for the most of my adult life. I started off in my academic career in game management and got sidetracked someplace along the line, but I seem to be back to it in a different form. I can anticipate the question raised by Representative Davies. You would find, I think, everybody on the board responding as if they were singing off the same song sheet. It is, quite frankly, one of the things that makes it a pleasure to serve on the board. We don't have any difficulties among ourselves in terms of what the basic premises are. You know, first you protect the stock, the resource, and then second you see to it that there's as much equal access as possible to that resource by members of the various publics in the state. And with that, I'll answer any questions should you have any.
Representative Hudson.
Just again, Mr. Chairman, to say that I've worked with Ernie for many, many years as our former mayor here. He's an extremely honorable, knowledgeable, and it's, I think we're quite fortunate to have him serving in this board.
Thank you, Mr. Representative Davies.
Thank you, sir. I'll consider my question answered. Thank you, Mr. Pauly.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Next we'll go to Scott Ogden, confirmed last session, now reappointed. He's at Matsu LIO. Mr. Ogden?
Yes, I'm here.
Would you care to make any comments about yourself or?
Well, yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was appointed last year to serve out the term of Sue Estmanger, who went on the board of game, and I have found it to be a very satisfying and interesting position, and really enjoy serving on this board. I feel like it's a very important board. The Big Game Commercial Services Board has had the awesome responsibility of remapping the whole state of Alaska after the Osagek decision. And I feel that one of the most important things that the board does is basically it keeps the guy's feet to the fire to keep their operations ethical and in line with the law. And I would like to, very much to continue serving on this board. That's all.
Are there any questions? Representative Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We had the opportunity to interview Mr. Ogden when he was first appointed, and I was happy with his qualifications then, and I have no problems with him being reappointed.
Thank you, Mr. Ogden.
Thank you.
We'll go to Thomas Scarborough. Fairbanks, LIO.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Yes.
The reappointment. I have spent 2 years on the Big Game Commercial Services Board, and I think we're finally starting to see a little daylight with getting the whole system reorganized and operation with the change in both state federal land use, native land use, and we're also starting to get a little bit under control of the licensing procedures for assistant guides and guides, tightening down on the procedures. I enjoyed my tour there, and we'll continue to serve. That's all. Thank you.
Any questions?
Just again, Mr. Chairman, I'd rather reserve my questions, let the time be available to hear the people on teleconference, and both the public and the nominees.
Okay. Thank you. We'll go to Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, salaried position, Dale Anderson here in general. Mr. Anderson.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Dale Anderson. I've lived in Juneau for 40-some years. I have a family of four children and a fine grandson. My activities over the last 20 years in small business, I believe, has given me qualifications to sit on this board, serve in this adjudicatory position. I believe that I can bring integrity and common sense and be able to make these decisions without bias. With that, I will turn over to questions.
There's no questions. Thank you. We'll go into Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, salary position, Tuckerman Babcock. He's an Anchorage LIO.
Mr. Chairman, am I coming through?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Tuckerman Babcock, and I think most of you know me. I was appointed by the governor to the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission beginning June 1st of last year and have served there since then and have established a record there that I think should demonstrate that I'm well-suited for this position. And it's actually, as the other commissioners on the commission have pointed out to me over these months, quite refreshing for them to have someone who actually is a representative of the public on this technical commission, as we've dealt with a number of issues such as Point McIntyre field development, the Knockhart field development, the first illegal well drilled in the state of Alaska, and the appropriate response and penalty from the commission for that, and are undergoing right now a six-month review of flaring practices. So it's been a rewarding experience for me, and I hope that as a public member, I've added a different dimension to the commission and would ask for your support.
Are there any questions for Mr. Babcock? Representative Hudson.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, I have known both Dale Anderson and Tuckerman Babcock now for a number of years. And again, since one of the things we, particularly people who don't know these people by character, I think their character is at the highest, and I think their intelligence really leans well towards the committees that we're asking them to serve on. I'd like the record to reflect that.
Thank you, Representative Hudson. Any other comments? If not, thank you.
I think they are characters, too.
Thank you, Mr. Babcock. I think with the interest of our other committee members being not present at this time, and I think what I'd like to do is they have a caucus at 10 a.m. on Monday morning, every morning, and we are scheduled for a two-hour meeting here. If there's no objection, what I'd like to do would be to adjourn this meeting and have public testimony and take up Mr. Engel's question and answer at that time on Wednesday at 8:15. If there's no objection?
I guess I would only ask if there is anyone on teleconference who wouldn't be able to speak on Wednesday, if we could accommodate them at this point. Just realizing how much testimony we've had to take, if any of the our people have had a chance to testify feel rushed, or if I was rushing them, I apologize, but we've just needed so much to do in so little time.
Well, let's see.
I don't know if we could just ask a general question if there's anyone who cannot be back to speak to us on Wednesday.
I'd hate to open that up because right now, because we do just have
just
very
the important
few committee
ones.
Members here. And
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Hudson.
Mr. Chairman, I think your suggestion is an excellent one, and I would certainly concur with that, and then bring up anyone from the public that wish to testify, as well as Mr. Engel, at our next setting and let the public respond in on anybody else that wished to at that time. Or they could mail it in if they weren't able to be here.
If you can't make the committee meeting on Wednesday at 8:15, our fax number here at the House Resources is 465-3793. And we will read it over if you can't make it. I'd like to apologize to the public members that are out there in teleconference land and people here in Juneau for not taking your testimony at this time, but we ran out of time. I would like for the board members that are being appointed to try to be at the LIO office on Wednesday. So if there is any questions or comments that you would like to make further, that would be a time to do it. we will take up. We will take a motion to move the committee members at that time on Wednesday. So we'll. If there's nothing else to come before this committee, the House Resources Committee stands adjourned at 10:15 a.m. Thank you.